Guys, we could not stay away from this story. Many, many listeners begged us to recap the bombshell news this week. So we're here to dissect it.
It is a bombshell.
It is a bombshell.
I mean, I was fully cynical of this relationship and did not think it would last. Unlike you, who you said, they're in their 70s. Like, they'll make it until death. They only have to stick it out for 20 years. They couldn't even make it a year. I said, look, I mean, I agree. Not until you die, but like, I literally texted you, I think I could be married to anyone for a year. Like, just, what are you doing?
What a bunch of wusses. We were married for 13 years.
Yeah.
3 months.
You can't suffer through 3 months of weird things.
Suck it up. Well, they don't even live together either, so how hard is it?
Really?
So the
we are here,
news,
yeah,
some people,
to deliver the special that you guys begged for.
The special that all America is asking for.
An after a very special after school episode.
My dad lives in a hotel downtown.
What is it like getting married on The Bachelor? Dumb. Stupid.
Not smart. There's no hope with a dope named Gary.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Crazy. Dangerous.
Stinks. In one word, would I use dope? Nope. These kids are right. Drugs will hurt your mind, your body, and your life. Hi, I'm Brandon Tartikoff, chairman of NBC Entertainment. And I've got a hit idea for the new fall season. Don't do drugs.
There's no hope with dope.
I told you.
Okay.
Mark my fucking words.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Gary did something. I don't know what. I don't know when.
You don't know how.
I don't know how many bodies he buried. Old Gary the Barrier.
Gary likes to bury.
I don't trust this guy further than I can throw him. And with my bad back, I shouldn't be throwing anybody.
Well, with your bad knee, Ed, you shouldn't throw anybody.
So, Gary and Teresa announced their divorce on Good Morning America, which still exists, apparently. I didn't realize that was... There's like 4 hours of Good Morning America.
Now. Yeah. Well, what was funny, too, was... I don't know if yours was this way, but I think that mine just like... I watched the four-minute like interview clip that was very Good Morning America-esque. Uh-huh. But then it went back to what appeared to just be like local news. And
I feel like that always happens.
Yeah.
Like, and now the weather
where
like, you
are.
Oh,
like Cincinnati's reporting on Gary.
I really liked the Good Morning America interview on their end was not interesting, but the interviewer was like, what?
She was like, are you guys kidding?
Right, right. Like, what are you guys couldn't like make this last?
She
like,
even
what
said, like,
heck?
Come on, guys.
Yeah, she was like, you didn't want to pretend for a little longer?
You could tell that she just wanted to make a fart noise into her arm.
Oh, yeah. If she could have, if network standards and practices allowed such a thing.
This is bullshit.
It's total bullshit.
Complete and utter bullshit. You do not get divorced 3 months after you got married on television because you still have love for each other and have come to a mutual decision that your lives don't fit. Like, what is this word salad that they're throwing at us and thinking that we'll just be like, oh, well, no. Tell us what really happened or I will revolt.
Or there will be blood in the
streets. Yeah.
So the official reasoning, which was backed by Susan, and I'm just giving you the official reasoning.
I know. I took notes. What do you mean? Backed by Susan? What is Susan the authority on everything?
Yes, I mean, Susan confirmed that this reasoning is that...
Susan doesn't know shit.
Well, I'm just saying we have a third source here. And so the official reasoning is they could not decide where to live. And so I first want to... deal with that as if it's true.
Okay.
And then we can speculate.
Can I tell you that in the article that I, in one of the articles that I read, I did see that from Susan. And then I saw that Kathy was chiming in too. Like, All right, y'all are done. All the old folks need to go back to their retirement homes.
Well, we'll get to this in more detail, but this has destroyed any credibility that this franchise had built. And you know the producers are like, fuck.
Right. Oh, it's so much more wholesome. Like, yeah, like they took it so much more seriously. Yeah. It's the shortest marriage in Bachelor history.
Oh, I know. It was like dumber than most of the Bachelor marriages because, as I said, if we pretend that their rationale is solid, which maybe it is. We don't know the inner workings of the marriage.
Okay, but I'm letting go of my microphone to do it.
Okay, do it. Go ahead and do it.
And I don't even want to make that fart noise because our 8-year-old has quite taken to the hand fart noise.
Yeah,
and we've been listening to it pretty much nonstop for the last couple of weeks. But this just demands an arm fart.
I have to give a slightly different take. This doesn't deserve it.
It's
almost like it's not worthy of an elbow fart from you. It's so bad.
It is.
It like, yeah, it's like it shouldn't even be acknowledged with an arm fart. But what I'm trying to get at is if this is the reason, didn't you guys talk about this before you got married?
They talked about it on air. They talked about it on their wedding special.
Yes.
They said they were going to live in South Carolina because they couldn't agree on whether they were going to move to the Midwest or New Jersey to be with either of their families. And that seems like a fine compromise. Also, like, fuck you, Gary. You should have moved to where to like, one of them just needed to give in if it was going to matter that much. Also, as two people who have moved away from their families, like, y'all are 70. Let that go. I mean,
they want to, here's the thing, they want to be around their grandkids. Fine. I don't
begrudge. Do you really, though? Come on, guys.
Yes, being around your grandkids is much better than being around your actual children. I mean, I think that we've seen that.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, look, in today's day and age.
In today's society.
Do I understand that some people probably want to be around their grandkids? Of course. My parents and your parents are both around some grandchildren, and they're clearly the favorites. No, I'm kidding. But unless, like, Gary and Teresa are both fairly well off, correct? Like, it seems like one of the conspiracy theories is that Gary, in fact, married Teresa because she's so well off.
Oh.
I don't feel like... I just don't buy this as a valid reason for two adults that they were so dead set on staying close to their families. You can travel. They can come to you. Like, we see, I think we see both of our families plenty. Too much, you might say. I just, like, this is a bullshit excuse. And you're right. At the very least, if it was that much of a, like, deal breaker, then he shouldn't have done it. That's why he didn't pick Faith, right?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It may or may not be a bullshit excuse, but it's stupid in the sense of, like, they should. I get if it was something like, boy, our spending habits are different, and 3 years later we realized that. But this is like, you knew this was a problem from the get-go.
Yeah.
You were supposed to have solved it before you got married. Like, don't get married before you solved a massive problem like this. Speaking as a divorced couple.
And, yeah.
Speaking as two people who
you two are about to be divorced.
Last.
And let us give you some insight. You got to get closer to the mic.
I'm as close.
That's,
yes.
That's it, though.
I'm om nom noms. Now people can hear my mouth
that's
noises
great,
and burping.
But then you move back. And you're not great.
I know. This new equipment, guys, we're going to upgrade.
We're sending it back, but we saved it because we thought, yeah, we might put out a special episode or something. And then this news dropped, and I was like, thank God we have the equipment. Bring it back out.
I don't think the next one is going to have a clap. So we better get the use out of it now.
Look, what I will also say is the fact that they told us that they're like, plan was to move to South Carolina tells me that it wasn't a deal breaker for either one. So this is just a bullshit excuse that they're feeding us.
I mean, it's either, neither option is good. It's either a bullshit excuse or they're just real stupid.
Or both.
Or both. It could be that as well. This is just, this is like when people were like, Britney Spears married someone for 72 hours. Kids these days.
Right.
Don't value marriage.
Right.
Well, like this is, what we're seeing, I think, over and over again is that all generations really are fucked up and not good at things.
Here's my question. Okay, so that was our, like, let's pretend that what they're saying is true.
Yep, we pretended. Now we can move
on. Let's go down the crazy road and talk a little bit about what could have happened. Okay. Like, what would make you not want to even, like, try? And I don't give a shit about, like, the marriage part, obviously, right? Like, we threw in the towel pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, just as quick as can be.
Yeah, we're like, this is...
Yeah, we're done with this.
The fun's over. We're out of here. No, but I mean, coming from... Even speaking as someone who, like, I don't view marriage as this, like, holy institution that we all need to really respect and take seriously.
Yeah, clearly, neither of us.
Right. Yeah, like, I think that. It's, for a lot of people, it's kind of run its course and it's not serving us all that well. However, if I were in this position, it being so public, I would just want to at least try a little bit.
Right, because even if they got divorced a year later, people would be like, it didn't work. You know, and also they're like, we still care about each
other. Right, that's the other thing that throws me is they're so insistent that they still love each other and they still talk every day and like, he's my best friend. Yeah. Also, fuck you, Teresa. No, he's not. Like, stop saying that.
Also, I mean, honestly, probably best case scenario is just you both live in your own places and you have a long distance relationship where you see each other once a month.
Absolutely.
That sounds great.
Like, there's a couple from a few seasons back of Love is Blind that like, they got married on the show. They stayed married, but I think they have only recently moved in together. Even if then, we know people who were married, worked in academia, worked in different states, and never lived together.
They seemed pretty damn
happy. They're great.
I gotta say.
Yeah. So even then, like, if it's that, then why are you? Why? I'm just so.
Well, let's do this
so that we don't get in.
You had the right question, so that we don't get into sort of like. Too much accusation hurling.
I'll hurl some accusations.
Just in general, what, like, infraction would make you end a marriage after 3 months? Like, what would be so bad?
I mean,
infidelity.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Even then, though, I feel like...
You would be like, kid, let's work it
out. I would be like, yeah, that's the thing, is just the quickness of it that gets me. Because
I
believe
anything
after 6 months, even a year, like it just, I literally feel like we were just watching this wedding.
We were just watching. It was in 2024 that this wedding happened, and it's still early
2024. So then that makes me wonder if they, like, everybody's like, they were just in it for the money, which I'm like, that, like, what money? But maybe they were, like, maybe they got a huge paycheck for doing that wedding, and they don't have to give that money back. Like, they have to give the ring back.
But, so this actually kind of previews the other thing we were going to talk about, which is the Tartlet podcast, where he talks all about the financials. And it doesn't, I mean, maybe you could get $100K for your wedding?
Well, no, but I also think that one thing that the Tartlet, so backtrack, when we were trying to figure out, because we had people clamoring for us to not be gone until July, which is when they're supposed to roll out the newest season of The Bachelorette. Uh-huh. So don't worry, guys. We've been racking our brains thinking of how we could pop in every now and then with some special material.
Just slip into your ears when you least expect
us. So even before this happened, we went to Hot Springs for the eclipse, and we listened to 3 episodes of the Jason Tartlet podcast. With bachelor interviewees,
and a bachelor interviewer, Jason Tartlet.
So we were going to already do a special episode on our thoughts on that, and this just happens to segue nicely into it. But yeah, I mean, that podcast, I know I've talked about it before, what Ryan is right, he's coming from a financial side of things. So one of the things they talk about is making, like, how much money did you get? And so we listened to Tyler Cameron.
Right.
We listened to Joe and Serena.
And we listened to Colton.
Yes. And so Joe and Serena are the only ones who talked about what the offer was for a bachelor wedding.
Right. And to clarify, they never really got an offer, but they were like, it would need to be like this high
right.
to do it. And that's totally unreasonable for them to offer that.
But there, and now I mean, I can't remember. I listened to this episode a long time ago. Carly gave an interview with Tartlett mm-hmm. where she gave a, I don't remember if she gave the exact number, but she definitely, you know, gave a little bit of a number of it was around this much for when she married Dick Doctor.
On TV?
Yes.
They broadcast their
Evan.
Wedding? I don't even remember that.
Yes.
She threw out a number. What was the number?
I think it was higher than whatever Joe and Serena were offered. And then nobody has made as much as Trista.
Sure.
Which but
she made between 500,000 and a million.
She made at least a million.
Okay.
But my point is, they could have made bank because it was the first Golden Bachelor.
Sure.
Like there, my point is that there's no set number. I think obviously people. I mean, I have to imagine that the Goose and Crystal probably got like free champagne, and they were like, "You'll be happy with that."
Right. Take it.
Yeah.
And the Goose was.
Yeah, he was like, I love it. Thank you. I'm the Goose.
The Goose is loose.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they probably had a serious payday with all of the publicity that the show had gotten. I don't know.
That actually is the best theory that I've heard so far in terms of like, okay, we'll take your $500,000 to get married and then peace out.
But then why do you think he chose Teresa and not Leslie? Like Teresa was willing to go
Maybe.
Along with it?
Again, this is all speculation, but yeah, Leslie, I don't think would have done that. I think Teresa is more into that. I don't know. Who knows what these two are doing, what's going through their brain. But that is a possibility for something that they could have
done. I mean, I'm just going to say it. The only thing that I can really think of that I feel like for me would be a definite I'm out of here is if he was a serial killer. And I'll have you know, I ran some polls on our Instagram.
Okay. What were the results?
Many
what
of
the people
you
say?
Voted. Oh, overwhelmingly, everyone thought that it was definitely because he was a serial killer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think you'd have to prove that he wasn't. At this
I think
point.
It's gone from our, I can't save
oh,
it.
Oh, was
it's
it in
gone.
Our story?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, everyone voted that he was.
Okay. I mean, that would convict him in 28
There were like six
states.
Or seven people that voted
yeah.
no.
Yeah. In terms of all the evidence a jury could possibly need, that's all you need. Yeah. So, I mean, serial killer is an option.
I can't see the exact numbers. 90% voted yes.
Okay, voted serial killer. Well, it was just yes or no. Is he
yeah.
a serial killer?
Yeah,
okay.
You voted. You voted yes.
Oh, okay. You can see who votes
You're
what.
Goddamn right I can.
Okay, I didn't know. I'll
yeah.
be more careful on
keep
my
that
votes.
In mind.
Yeah, I will keep that in yeah. mind. See everybody's response. I thought this was a secret ballot. I don't like what this is doing to democracy. I heard there was massive fraud in that poll, by the way. Massive. Yeah, so, I mean, he's a serial killer. Some kind of crazy infidelity, some kind of crazy not. I mean, it would have to be, for me, something crazy to divorce somebody after 3 months.
I just think the funny thing is, I mean, I have not liked Gary for a long time, but it's because I feel like he gives like 70-year-old fuckboy vibes. I don't find him genuine. I don't, I mean, I like just even watching him in that 4-minute clip, I was like, fuck you, Gary. It's amazing how much kind of rage I was filled with at the end of that season for Gary. I think I didn't even know it, and I just kind of
yeah,
thought, all right,
he suppressed it a little
like
bit.
He'll get married, mm-hmm. and I'll have to see him at some of the after the rose things.
Yeah.
And
well, now you won't though. Now the silver lining for you is you're never going to see him again.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think they're not going to want to touch.
I
this
feel
guy.
So vindicated by this.
Oh, I know you do. I knew you would. Can you imagine?
You're like,
I
no, he's really, he's just that nice. No, he's not. No, he's fucking not.
Can you imagine? Let's go down this rabbit hole a little more. That Gary is your serial killer, and that voice is what you hear. Like, I'm gonna tie you to a chair now.
Okay, so right now, what I'm doing is I'm brushing your hair.
I put you in the trunk and I'm driving you down the highway, but I can't do it very quickly because the headlights aren't working.
I just can't with Gary. I mean, when he was like, I
still love this person. I root for her every day.
Fuck you.
Your Gary is now, we don't 100% know that he doesn't. I mean, I know you're feeling very vindicated.
I am.
I knew you would be, and honestly, I'm happy for you that this happened.
This is the best ending for Golden Bachelor for me.
Yeah, that could have possibly
You know who
happened.
Else is feeling fucking vindicated?
Leslie. Oh, man. She's like, I dodged that
Way to go, girl.
Yeah. She really came out the best in this whole
How about
situation.
This quote? This okay. is where I really wanted to stab Gary's eyes
okay,
out
let's
so
hear
that
it.
He couldn't do it first.
That he couldn't do it to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to stab your eyes out with this antique pin.
Teresa's talking about how she has to give the ring back. And she's like, yeah, unfortunately, I do have to give it back.
But you know what? We don't have to give back the memories.
Fuck you, Gary. Y'all been married for three, like, what memories?
They have memories.
They've gone to so many malt shops.
They've been in so many flash mobs.
Oh, I mean, I don't know why this just irritates me. You know why it irritates me?
Let's hear
Let
it.
Me answer my own
yeah,
question.
Yeah, to pose and answer a question.
It's just because the show, like, shoved the wholesomeness of the Golden
yes.
Bachelor down our throats, and even I... who am prone to cynicism and not liking anyone, as you have noted several times. Finally, I was just like, fine, you know what? Okay, I'll give
Maybe
in.
Maybe love is real.
I'll watch
yes.
the wedding. Like, good for them. I'm happy
yeah.
for these two old folk, these two senior citizens. And I mean, y'all, you know it's coming. You know that it has to be there. But fool me once, shame on me. Fool me three times, I can't get fucking fooled again.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
It just feels like so much more of a betrayal that this is also fucked.
Yes, it does. And you know the producers are really upset. Like they
I guess. Or are they like, yes, more drama?
I mean, I guess maybe. I just feel like they milked the wholesomeness of because they have their drama shows.
Yeah.
They have Bachelor in Paradise.
Right.
That
they were like, that's
work.
What makes this one
yes,
different.
Yes, right. That's how they marketed it. And now they're not going to be able to market it that way next time. Unless it's like, maybe this time we won't have a divorce in 3 months.
Well, now it's just like all the other shows.
Yes.
Now it's just the same old shit.
But what I'm saying, this is kind of what I was trying to get at earlier, it's worse because at least the 25-year-olds are like, you know what, we are engaged for 2 years and we decided
right.
it didn't
we
work.
Haven't lived 50 years of our lives
yes.
to know that this was a bad idea.
Yes, we were able to make a more mature decision than these two people who are supposed to be the mature ones. That's why I'm frustrated by this rationale provided.
Yeah.
Even if it's true, it's not a great rationale.
And again, even if it's true, like, damn, Carly and Evan stuck it out long enough to have a couple of kids. Like, there are other bachelor couples who probably made worse decisions. And maybe that is where age comes into play. Again, like when they were asked, why didn't you just at least like pretend for a little while longer? And they were like, we're 70 and 72. We don't want to waste time with that, which I do get that, but I don't know where I'm going with
but
this.
But why didn't you plan a little bit? Aren't
yeah,
you better
like,
at planning?
If you're,
things?
And if you're, if that would feel so much like pretending to like spend a little more time with this person that you're saying is your best friend and that you love so much.
Right,
and
that you're trying
for,
to make
and,
it work.
Yeah, yeah, like that's not pretending. That's trying to solve a marriage that you said that you were taking seriously. And not to, I mean, I'm not trying to cast judgment, but like, Lord, we tried longer than that.
Right, I know. God,
yeah.
Come on, guys. Because you know they must have had some
We're
kind
still
of
married. Well, that's the other thing is like, This should still be the honeymoon
yes,
period.
Yes, they should still be excited about this, and then reality sets in.
Yeah.
How long were the Goose and Crystal married? I mean, even they must have made it longer than this.
I mean, carry
right?
the pod and all.
Yeah, look
I
it
can
up,
tell you.
Look it up. But yeah, this is absurd, and I agree. I know that you're excited to be able to be vindicated, and honestly, I'm always both frustrated and happy for you when you get vindicated to be right.
Uh-huh. Because, why are you frustrated?
Well, it's just I want to give some people the benefit of the doubt. I want to be right sometimes.
Gary
but
doesn't
are
deserve
fuck
the
boys.
Benefit of the doubt.
Clearly
That's just
not.
It. Our listener slash friend, Jennifer, sent me a message that was basically like, so this just never ends.
Like, men never get better.
Okay, they yeah. separated.
Here's making like Crystal and Goose.
Yeah, so 8 months of marriage.
So these two could make it last longer.
I mean, look, if Gary some guy Teresa, named the Goose is beating you out.
Some guy who self-appointedly calls himself the Goose. I get if one time in your frat years you got attacked by a goose and everybody calls you the Goose. And that's your nickname, fine. But if you're just like, you know what, I'm the Goose now, no. No, you're not. A nickname needs to be assigned by someone else and have a story behind it. That's
yep.
my hard line.
Okay, all right, man.
All right, you want to talk about this Tartlet podcast?
Yeah, we listened to 3 episodes of what we will call the Tartlet podcast. Uh-huh. What is Formerly known.
The artist formerly known as the Tartlet Podcast.
Jason Tartnik, Trading Secrets. I know Ryan's going to say what his least favorite part of the podcast was. Go ahead.
The bell that he plays aggressively.
For someone who's loud in everything he does, you sure did have a lot to say about this bell.
I sure did. You know what? I had a lot to say loudly. About
yeah. Just imagine a dinging bell just interrupting your podcast for no good reason.
It's not up. For no good reason. It's meant to imitate the closing, the opening bell and the closing bell of the stock market.
I mean, I get it, but it's too loud.
It
that
is
That was
loud.
My least favorite part. My
a podcast
second...
with audio issues.
Well, but he did have some audio issues.
He did. He did.
Are comparable to our audio issues.
It's nice to know that celebrities deal with it too.
He should be much more professional than we. My second least favorite part was the trading secrets part itself.
Yeah.
Where they're like, tell me something that you could never learn from a professor.
You can't get it from a textbook.
And it's like, believe in yourself.
So I will say, as someone who has listened to more episodes than you, sometimes people do give, like, the better trading secrets, and I think this is what you're speaking to, are the ones that actually tell you something specific.
Right.
Like Craig Conover was, and this isn't something that like blew my mind, but he was like, buy real estate because like that's never going to screw you over. Like, I mean, yeah. There's...
Can't learn that from a book.
Yeah.
I guess it's the way that it's
Well, framed. That's it too. It's like everything that someone says actually definitely could come from a book or a business class.
Yes, right. Maybe more effectively.
Yeah.
But overall, here's my comment. I really liked this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not care about money.
Yeah.
But like business is one of the least interesting things to me to discuss. But
it's interesting because you've really been nickel and diming me.
But I don't want to talk about it. But the reason why I liked it so much, and I think we talked about this and they talked about this on the show, is that it forced them to answer different kinds of questions than they
yeah.
normally answer about their involvement in The Bachelor.
Yes.
And all of them, especially Colton, came across much shrewder than they come
shrewder
across on the show.
And just more likable. I mean,
yes.
I know you don't want to hear this, and I know I already said it in a regular episode, but like, even Clayton, I was like, God, this is just like a normal guy who got fucking screwed in his edit. And that's
yeah.
not to say that he didn't do some things that were fucked up. And, you know, and he owned that. He was
yeah.
like, I made my own bed. But I've listened to people that I liked on the show. I've listened to people like Clayton that I didn't like on the show. And almost to a fault, like, I come out liking all
yes.
of them.
Yeah, no, and that I actually, honestly, I maybe didn't like Tyler C. quite as much just because I liked him so much to begin with.
Well, he's also not, like, he's quiet. He doesn't
quiet.
Have as much
yep.
to say.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he's a little more understated.
Right.
And that is, I think, true to who he is. I
sure.
think that's who he was
yeah.
on the show. But
he
it doesn't make for, like,
a
great hour-long interview.
Yeah. I will, and so Colton really came across as much more thoughtful. I mean, he just seemed stupid on the show, and like right. he also seemed like a passive, like this was happening to
right.
him. Whereas when he was interviewed, he seemed like he was active, like taking charge.
Right.
I will also say, I mean, this is what, 4 or 5 years later, it's clear that he in particular had grown.
Yeah.
A ton.
Yes.
As a person.
And I think that that was kind of what came across with Clayton, too, was like, he was like, look, I do not get the endorsement deals that other leads get. And he was like, I understand why, but like, that kind of sucks. So, I mean, I do think that for a lot of these people, the show kind of forces you to take a look at
yes.
yourself and to understand why the public is perceiving you away.
Yeah, right.
And
you're telling me that Dr. Pepper doesn't want him to be holding a Dr. Pepper while he's dancing in those dance videos, just sloshing it around
everywhere? I would buy whatever product he sells.
Yeah, but
I am
would.
5 minutes away every day from booking that Scottsdale property.
I cannot see. This is one of the reasons I have a hard time taking your hate so seriously, because it can flip like this. But
look, what you know what it boils down to for me?
What?
Genuineness.
Sure.
I don't
yeah.
believe that Gary is genuine.
But maybe, okay, I'm going to pause it something and you're not going to like it, but I'm going to pause
well,
it.
Well, I'm not going to like it.
I'm going to pause it. 3 years from now, Gary's on Trading Secrets and you like him more.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I also did not like Chris Harrison and I liked him more after that episode. So, I mean, maybe.
What?
Maybe this is unfair of me too, but like, if I feel like you're fucking around and not being genuine and like playing these kind of fuck boy game. Sorry, y'all, a lot of F-bombs being dropped in this episode.
People don't want the F-word
like,
in this podcast.
As a 72-year-old, no thank you.
Yeah. No, I get
that. That's
just,
I mean, come on.
I get, if you don't have a strong sense of how to live your life, and that's, again, he came across like he did for the most part on the show, but given what we've learned before and after,
right.
maybe he does not.
Well, I think that's why, A, I feel so vindicated, and B, it is so crazy because I finally was like, I guess I was wrong. Like
mm-hmm.
Gary's giving me the ick. I you know I say this a million times. I feel like I'm a pretty good read of people.
Sure.
And it pays off to not like a lot of people, but most of the time I feel like I don't miss that widely.
Sure. Yeah, you don't miss red flags.
Yeah. And there was something about Gary that I just did not like.
Yeah.
And here something we are.
Got under your skin. I wonder what it was. I wonder if there's anything in particular that we can identify.
What's under your skin?
I'm going to get
I'd like to get under your skin.
All right. So I do have another Trading Secrets comment. And
okay.
I think you're totally going to agree. Not once in the 3 episodes that we listened to did any of the participants discuss the Bachelor franchise as a legigitimate vehicle for finding love,
yeah.
even for 10 seconds. Like, they couldn't even really pretend that it was, like, they were just like, yeah, I would have done it because it would, like, Tyler C. was like, I would do it if I could make these moves. Or Colton
no,
was like, I could do it if I made
Joe
these
and
moves.
Serena, obviously, I mean, found love on the show.
But in terms of, like, it's not the deciding factor.
Right.
Like, all of them are doing it for, like, marketing.
Well, and I feel
branding.
Like even Joe and Serena were like, we kind of went on the show as a lark.
Right. Or just, like, it seemed like fun. It was going to be, yeah, no one. And even when they were, like, asking Tyler C. if he was going to do it, he wasn't like, well, I'm not ready to get married yet. It was like, no, my ducks aren't
no.
in a row.
Well, but no. Actually, he did say that at one point. He was like, I don't want to go on that show until I'm serious about, like, settling down, and I'm not there yet.
Well, but what he really said more than anything is, I want to get my empire in place.
He did say that.
So that I can promote it effectively.
Well, and also so that, like, if it doesn't go well, like, it's not going to impact where I go from there, I feel like was the implication. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. But I think that, again, it was all treated very much as a business decision to go on.
With him, I would say that was 90% true. But there was a 10% of the show where he was like, I would use it, Like, I believe that it could work. I believe I could meet someone, but I'm not in a position of wanting to do that right now.
It's true. I mean, I liked the show because it kind of dropped the pretense.
The facade.
People are trying to use it to find love.
Which I think is funny because I feel like Jason Tartlett is angling really hard to be the bachelor. So I feel like he's having to kind of walk an interesting line of not saying anything that sounds too cynical because he needs everyone to believe that he would use the show to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's not going to be the bachelor.
He's
too late.
Fighting hard.
Well, that doesn't matter. You can fight as hard as you want. Even Tyler C., who was like, oh, I'm not ready. Maybe in a couple of years. It's too late, dude. You get like 2 years.
No,
I know,
fucking
Ari.
Way. Everyone.
I know Ari.
You are wrong about that. Everyone would be excited if Tyler C. was the bachelor.
Yeah.
Even now, but like in three years,
he's not going to be in the public consciousness.
Doesn't matter. I feel like that's even better. Like, go away for a little bit, dude.
Come back.
What, is he going to not be hot? No, he's clearly going to get hotter and hotter. He's going to just be even more amazing. People would celebrate if that man was the bachelor.
I mean, now, people love him. I'm just saying, shelf life is short.
He is a very, very rare exception.
Yes.
I think that for 99% of those contestants, they could not do that.
Right.
And I don't even think Ari could do that. Like, he came back and everyone was like, who the fuck is this
old
guy?
Right, and it did not work out. See, I also think they got burned by Ari.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be less likely to be like, well, let's go back to, you know, 5 or 6 years ago to find somebody.
Yeah.
So I think that it's... I think all those people came across as shrewd, but I also think that they came across as like having more agency in this than they really do in terms of like whether they get to be the bachelor or not.
Well, I mean, I think you're only talking about Tyler because none of the rest of them, I feel like Joe and Serena could be done with the franchise for the rest of their lives and be fine.
Sure, but even when Colton was going back and was like, when he talked about being it, of like, I think they all talk like, if I picked up the phone and said, make me the bachelor, that I could be the bachelor. And I think they may sometimes overestimate
their ability.
Colton or Tyler.
Well, Colton can't be the bachelor.
Well, but he was talking about
first
like,
gay. Isn't Colton, is he married?
Yeah, he's married. Okay. But he was talking about like after Hannah's season.
Oh.
Like, did he want to be the bachelor?
Well, this is, I think that what he was saying, which is true, is that in that small window of time, he knew that he could do it if he wanted to. And I think that was true. I mean,
it's hard to know because like you would think that Maria could throw her weight around and be the bachelorette.
No, I think Daisy was the surefire bachelorette. If you want it, you have it.
Well, but I guess that to go to Marie, which is not a surefire thing, but she seemed to overplay her hand of like, you want me? I get my friend as a personal assistant.
Yes.
I get my phone and they're like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think someone like Maria definitely overestimated how much they wanted her as the bachelorette. I don't think that Colton did. I think someone like Jason Tartlett probably overestimated.
I think that's also who I'm getting at.
It's
like now, I think I don't think he's going to be asked to be the bachelor.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think even despite him wanting it.
Yeah.
Sure, but I guess that's what I'm saying is I liked hearing sort of the savvy that these people bring to the table. But I think that also needs to be balanced out with, like, there's a whole machine on the other side.
Yeah.
That is 10 times savvier.
Right.
In terms of, like, you can want it or.
And
whatever.
Also just, like, ruthless.
That's,
you know?
That's what I'm getting into. Like, they don't care. They would steamroll Tyler Cameron for ratings.
Like, honestly,
literally
I feel like
him.
If Daisy called and was like, you know what? I do want it. Like, I'll be the bachelorette. I feel like they would probably drop Jen.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think they are going up against another savvy and ruthless. Like, this show doesn't care about anybody, clearly. And there was lots of good behind-the-scenes stuff about, like, sort of talking with producers or, like, playing the game.
Right.
Like, that I really enjoyed as well.
There are always some things that I'm like, oh, I wish they would sometimes talk more just about the show. Because, like, Colton didn't talk about the fence jump or anything like that. I thought his was actually very, I mean, I won't say, like, moving. But he got pretty deep about, like, how the timeline of, you know, denying that he was gay, denying it to himself, uh-huh. like, I mean, trying to force himself to be straight. I just thought that he was very, like, open.
Yeah. No, again, I thought it was an interesting podcast that takes a little bit of a different angle. So mm-hmm. you've got a fan in me. And you know what? I'll go listen to that Clayton one at some point.
You should. It was a good interview.
I think of him.
Well, listener, beware. It's going to make you fall in love. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, and this is maybe a good segue into, we're not going to do it now, but one of the special episodes that we might do coming up is a separation anxiety episode about how we still travel together mm-hmm. now that we are not together.
Ooh, traveling together, not together.
That's the name of our book. How, okay, scale of 1 to 10, maybe like 10 being like you would actually be excited and 1
okay,
being that you would be really pissed. You probably do. If I was like, I'm going to plan our family trip and didn't tell, I was like, I'm going to make, it's going to be a surprise. Like, I'll do everything. You just have to show up. And uh-huh. like, you, me, and the kids are going to go somewhere fun. Uh-huh. What would your response be if I took us to Clayton's house in Scottsdale?
Would you? Be elated. But you would have to dub in badly, like, the name of the place, like he does it. That would be one of my conditions. And, I mean, we would have to do that rose ceremony thing.
I would, even look, though it if would I'm be renting Clayton's weird. VRBO, yeah. I'm paying to meet him.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Come around. No, I don't want the rose. I want an hour dance lesson. From Clayton.
I just want to like
whatever
have
the
a...
No, I want the dance lesson.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I want to learn how to do those terrible
well,
dances.
Just be ready at the drop
I'm ready
of a hat.
At a moment's notice.
Fall
to go to
break.
Scottsdale for the old town getaway. All right. So yeah, that's our update on everybody else's lives.
Yeah.
Oh, one more big important thing. We are now very close.
Oh, right.
This is real. Very close to having, well, we've
it
said
it. Makes
it
feel like it was fake that you have to say, this is real.
Well, then we've said it so many times. We've been yeah. about, we're very close to having actual merch.
A merch shop.
A merch shop.
We got reached out to.
Yeah, people want us. People want, put us on Tartlet's podcast to talk
yep.
about our moving and shaking. But we are going to put on Instagram some possible slogans, and we want everybody to vote because we want you, the listener, to get the merch that you want.
That's right.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Living just to find emotion.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.